From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. New revelations in the California shooting attack. U.S. government sources say Tashfeen Malik, one of the two accused shooters in the shooting massacre in San Bernardino, California, apparently had pledged allegiance to a leader of Islamic State. The 27-year-old Malik and her 28-year-old husband, Syed Rizwan Farooq, were killed in a shootout with police Wednesday, hours after the mass shooting in San Bernardino in which 14 people died. While not confirming the report of any pledge to ISIS, U.S. White House spokesman Josh Earnest did confirm that the focus of the investigation had shifted.
The FBI is leading this investigation, as the president said yesterday, because of the possibility that this is a terrorist attack.
The investigation into the California carnage has spread to Pakistan, where intelligence officials questioned members of Malik's family. Her uncle, Javed Rabbani, the brother of her father, Gulzar, said his brother changed after moving to Saudi Arabia. In an interview with Reuters, Rabbani said when relatives visited him, they would come back and tell us how conservative and hardline he had become. Christian Nwendike, who worked with Farooq in California for 5 years, told CBS News that his co-worker had been different since he returned from Saudi Arabia with Malik, said Nwendike, "I think he married a terrorist." U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it may be possible to get Syria's government and rebel forces to cooperate against Islamic State militants even before an agreement is reached on when and how President Bashar al-Assad will relinquish power in his war-torn country. More on our website. This is VOA News.